the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
On a long, lonesome highway, east of Omaha.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Dom joining me soon. You could join me right now. Bill, where'd you go, man? You were first at 844-967-2789. Well, Bill, if you're not waiting there in the queue, then I'm moving on without you, sir. Found this at the Los Angeles Times. Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, he's done a few business deals in his day, and apparently he's got this new blank check company. They want to use this investment vehicle, but they've got to make a few disclosures. So anyways, his new partners have compilated a disclosure of everything you should know about Donald Trump as a business partner. As the Los Angeles Times calls it, a lengthy list of Trump's disastrous business deals compiled by his newest business partners.
People are very, very impressed with what I've done to business people.
Well, let me read just a little bit from this. Donald Trump's business history has been so filled with disastrous ventures that it's been hard to keep track of them all. No longer Digital World Acquisition Corp, which is a special purchase acquisition company. They call that a SPAC. Taking Trump's Truth social media platform public, has conveniently listed them, you know, the Trump failures, in a document it is required to file publicly before selling stock. DWAC is aiming to raise just under a cool $1 billion. That's a lot of jing. Some followers of Trump World may find the S-4 registration statement filed Monday in anticipation of the Trump SPAC merger hilarious reading. It's certainly thorough, though there's always been a chance that a business failure here or there escaped its drafter's notice. The litany appears in a section the S-4 headed risk factors, specifically risk related to our chairman, President Donald J. Trump. You know, I know you guys probably have written a list about me, like all of Crudy's arbitrary irregularities, but I hope my legal resume is not as long as this man's.
Yeah, this is just, he's just not good at any of it.
Because the success of the merged company depends in part on the reputation and popularity of its chairman, President Donald J. Trump. His background is obviously pertinent. The document also lists other more typical risks, including regulatory and competitive issues, and fires, floods, earthquakes, power losses, telecommunications failures, break-ins, and similar events. But never mind them now. Let's delve instead into the Trump-related risks. A number of companies that were associated with President Trump have filed for bankruptcy, the document states. There can be no assurances that the TMTG, that is the Trump Media and Technology Group, will not also become bankrupt. I'd say there's a pretty good chance of it.
I never went bankrupt, by the way, as you know, everybody knows.
Let's start with Trump's casinos in Atlantic City. This is according to his partner's S-4 filings. The Trump Taj Mahal, which was built and owned by President Trump, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 1991. The Trump Plaza, the Trump Castle, and the Plaza Hotel, all owned by President Trump at the time, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 1992. THCR, which was founded by President Trump in 1995, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2004. Trump Entertainment Resorts Incorporated, the new name given to Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts after its 2004 bankruptcy, declared bankruptcy in 2009. And then there's the list of companies that have had licensed agreements with President Trump that have failed. Here's more. It's nearly a comprehensive list.
I will call them from now on losers.
Trump Shuttle Incorporated, launched by Trump in 1989, defaulted on its loans in 90 and ceased to exist by 1992. Trump University, founded by President Trump in 2005, ceased operations at 11 amid lawsuits and investigations regarding the company's business practices. Trump Vodka, brand of vodka that might kill ya, produced by Drinks Americas under license from the Trump Organization, was introduced in 2005 and discontinued in 2011. Also, there was Trump Mortgage LLC, a financial services company founded by President Trump in 06. Well, that one ceased operations in 07. There was GoTrump.com, a travel site founded by Trump in 06, which ceased operations in 07. Trump Steaks, a brand of steak and other meats founded by Trump in 07, discontinued sales 2 months after its launch. And the S4 also observes that Trump is involved in numerous lawsuits and other matters that could damage his reputation. Oh, do go on. Cause him to be distracted from his business or force him to resign from TMTG's board of directors. Among them, the document specifies that a congressional committee is investigating the president's role, if any, in the violence of the United States Capitol on January 6, 2021. Two groups of U.S. Capitol police officers and two separate lawsuits have sued President Trump for allegedly inciting riots on that date. You know, these are his friends saying this about the man. Further, S4 mentions other ongoing litigation involving President Trump related to the 2020 election, including a lawsuit filed by the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund, a criminal investigation launched by the Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney's Office into President Trump's alleged interference in the presidential election. Again, this is a Trump company corporate disclosure about the chairman of the board who's under investigation in several jurisdictions. Also, they write, the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Oversight and Reform is investigating Trump's alleged destruction and removal of classified documents and White House records, as well as potential inaccurate financial statements filed by the Trump Organization in relationship to Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. And separate investigations have been launched by the New York County Manhattan District Attorney, the New York Attorney General, and the Westchester County District Attorney to determine if the Trump Organization made false valuations of property to avoid tax liability and other financial benefits. Man, that's a mouthful.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
I mean, there's more and more and more and more. Also, the Trump Organization recently paid $750,000 to settle a lawsuit filed by the District of Columbia accusing the organization of misusing nonprofit funds from the 58th Presidential Inaugural Committee. On top of that, President Trump is the defendant in a defamation lawsuit filed against him by E. Jean Carroll, who claims that Trump defamed her when he denied her allegations of sexual assault against him. I mean, if being the chairman of the board required this sort of personal disclosure, all sort of quantified in a long-ass list, I don't know if I'd want that job. In the past, President Trump has been involved in multiple lawsuits and settlements, the subject of numerous accusations that did not result in legal action related to sexual conduct and alleged misconduct. And for investors, here it comes, Fancy Brian. For investors, the scariest line in the entire document may be this: the foregoing does not purport to be an exhaustive list. I mean, they could have missed a lot of stuff. You know, the LA Times, they quantified 1,300 cases. Actually, let me amend that statement. President Trump and his businesses have been involved in 3,500 legal cases in U.S. federal and state courts. 1,300 cases where the record establishes the outcome. Trump has settled 175 times, lost 38 times, won 450 times, and had another 137 cases end with some other outcome. In 500 cases, judges dismiss plaintiffs' claims against Trump. And if you're inclined to invest with Donald Trump, don't say you haven't been warned. No, it's a pretty comprehensive disclosure. 844-967-2789. I just thought you, our fair audience, might find it humorous like I did. Bill from Oconomowoc. How you doing, Bill?
Just great. I'd like to be back to Mother Tucker. You know, I never knew, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I never knew when I was young, enjoying a Swanson TV dinner with my grandmother, that the spawn of Swanson would be Tucker. I mean, because I believe that Swanson money that makes him allow him to play squash and sail his yacht and you know, wear bow ties and do all that. But here's the thing that Mother Tucker really stands for, and they can't deny it because they've got it on tape. He's still supporting Putin against Ukraine. And that says it all. And he can't deny it because it's on tape. He said it. He doesn't see any point in investing in Ukraine. He says, look, Russia has the oil. What do we need Ukraine for? Geez, what leadership, you know? And then following up with our buddy Trump, you know, going into the presidency, Fox never covered the 11 bankruptcies and 26 sexual assaults. But, you know, that's his resume. I guess all presidents have that, right? Thanks for letting me vent my spleen. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're quite welcome. I appreciate you not quite dropping your spleen entirely. You know, rhymes with Mother Tucker. Careful, Bill, careful.
Or Buckley, or...
Rhymes with Buckley.
Or Huck Finn, or...
Buck. Bucky.
Chuckster. Is there a Chuck?
Well, there's Chuck Todd, and there's Chuck U. Schumer, as Rush Limbaugh used to call him. Anyways, you know what's interesting? We talked about, what's-his-face, Tucker. Brought him up a couple times. Well, Tucker has kind of become famous, and obviously he gets good ratings, and, you know, if he needs a favor, he calls guys like Hunter Biden. But he also espouses this great replacement theory, the great white replacement theory, quite a bit. And it's interesting. I was listening to Right Wing Talk Radio this morning, and they were defending this great white replacement theory because they were pointing out that Democrats acknowledged that racial demographics were changing in our nation. Well, and if the Democrats acknowledge that there are more minority people, hell, Joe Biden acknowledged the day that America became a majority minority nation. But I'm listening to Righty Whitey Talker, Dan O'Donnell, basically saying that's just the same. It's just the same. If the Democrats acknowledge that America is changing, to say Tucker Carlson, it's just the same when he says the Democrats opened the spigot to illegal immigration. In hell, you know, with the mail-in voting, you don't know who's voting. And if you do it subtly enough, you could be, let's say, a U.S. senator from the great state of Wisconsin, and you could hope that you're not labeled a, you know, great replacement theorist. But U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, according to the Anti-Defamation League, well, he just might be great replacement theory adjacent. There's some new reporting out today, and they use his own words against him. And Ron hates when you do that, when you hold him accountable for what he said. But, you know, we're going to bring it back. We're going to tell you what Ron Johnson reportedly said. And I read the quote, and I'm thinking, this is exactly what Tucker says. This is the great white hope replacement theory. So anyways, I'll bring it back. This will be where we come back, and you could be a part of this show as well. Hanging out in the Shaw with my big guy, Fancy Brian, my little buddy Dominic, joining me in studio here in just a little bit. But you could be next. Join me, 844-967-2789. Ron Johnson spreading the great replacement theory, question mark. He says no. The Anti-Defamation League says maybe. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates.
He's a highly sophisticated business person that you all know.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.
People are very, very impressed with what I've done to business people.
Oh my God, we're burning alive!
Will there be a lawsuit? Yeah, probably.